It's Sunday, the 15th of December, and it's approximately 11:45 a.m., almost midday. Didn't get out of bed till 10:30. That was due last night. Now, we had Christmas dinner dance last night, so we didn't actually get to bed till about midnight. And really tired. And couldn't believe it, actually, because it was still a very wild night. Very, very strong winds and driving rain on occasion, although by that time the rain had ceased as we came home. But Mary woke me. Which was really annoying, because at that time I was in a sound sleep. And she said, there's something going on outside. Have you left the car lights on or something? Because there's a lot of bright flashing white lights. And I thought, well, the car doesn't even face the bedroom window, so I'll try to figure that one out in a half comatose sleep. But what it was I thought she just dreamt it. And then I heard a wee rumble. We had, I'm only guessing here, we had probably well over half an hour, maybe more, of thunder and lightning. The light was so bright flashing in through the bedroom window from the north, but I was counting, and at one point it was 15 seconds, and that approximately that's 15 miles away. So I was way down the River Forth, that area, maybe possibly even in Fife. And even at that distance timescale, the rumble of thunder was pretty damn loud, you know, excuse my French. I think if it had been overhead, it would really have been cracking the rooftops. But at this time of the year, come on, at midnight approximately, thunder and lightning, honestly. So as you can probably no doubt hear this morning, it's still extremely windy, but fortunately it's dry. It's a wee bit brighter, but I'm not putting any hopes on it being turning out a lovely sunny day. But as long as it's dry, I really will be going a walk today anyway. A wee bit, not as tender in the head as the last time, because I stuck to the Guinness last night, stayed off the old whiskies. Yeah, it's actually a choice. It's a big decision. Either you drink whiskies and you don't have to get up six times during the night to pee, but you're more tender in the morning, or you drink Guinness so you're not more tender in the morning, but you have to get up six times during the night to pee. So stuck to the Guinnesses last night, and that's why I'm feeling pretty good this morning. But I'm really kind of tired. No, I'm not. I am really tired because I had so much broken sleep, and Mary wasn't well pleased either, because every time I got up, I woke her up. So today I will definitely be going a walk up through the parks today and soaking that. Oh, it's wonderful even at the moment. It's absolutely beautiful. That fresh air just blowing right up the nostrils, behind the eyes, around the head and out the ears. Well, it can do that with my head, because there's a lot of spare room in there. So it's going to be a really lazy day today. I've got some paperwork to do and some wee bits and pieces, and so we'll do that. Running out of time before Christmas, actually. My goodness me, that wind is, it's actually knocking me off my balance a bit here. Wow. You know, I think that wind is actually even stronger than yesterday. Let's go to the shed. was that? Below the overhang of the trusty old shed. I actually prefer to be out in the wind, but it's just getting a wee bit too gusty, and probably my wee hairy spoffle ain't doing a good enough job. So, I have some things to say about last night, about the event, but I'll do that later on today. And just to say that this morning it's nice, I'm feeling good, I'm enjoying the fresh air. I'm just feeling positive about so many things. Even though my task list, I should say, is not diminishing by any means. Knocking one off and adding two on, I've been doing that for a while, mind you. So, but with Christmas coming up, I want to clear the board, as it were. But I can't clear the board. I know I won't. I know I'll never clear the board. Because there's always something I want to do, and I add it in instead of concentrating and saying, look, just don't add anything, just get on with getting rid of all the stuff that you need to do, clear all those wee cards away, and start in the new year, 1st of January, start 1st of January with some new card. If I could do that, I really would be in control. But I just keep coming up with ideas and things and jotting them down, and my head, my brain just won't rest. I think that's why I value the Nick Colby's breathing space hangouts in the morning. It's about the only, or one of the few, half hours in a day. What's really the only half hour in a day? Where I can truly be at peace and really feel like I'm doing nothing. I may be thinking things, but I'm really just really so chilled out. How many times did I say really there? Really? I'm struggling for words at the moment. Got a bit of titchy throat this morning. I'll cure that with another coffee. Woody Woodpecker was back this morning, by the way. Mary called to me to say she's really excited about this, you know, and it's not like her, but I think it's because it's such a beautiful and rare bird for her to have in the gardens. And it was on the suet feeder again. So that's great, so I'm going to make some dedicated stuff, feeders, simply for the Woody. I'd love to hear him knocking them out of a log or something. But not at 5 in the morning or something. It was great to see him. Her, I don't know. I can't tell. Or whoever it is, or whatever it is. Still beautiful to see in the garden. And of course, all my other wee friends. Look up to the sky and all I see is soaring crows so high, and they're obviously having a ball in this high wind. Might see an albatross. Wouldn't that be something? Got oyster catchers. Seagulls. Why not have an albatross soaring overhead? I know a song about that. Well, it's a tune.